During his reign, David waged many wars, and God gave him the victory wherever he went. He defeated the Philistines and subdued them, taking Gath and its surrounding villages from their control. He also defeated the Moabites, who lived to the east of the Dead Sea, and they became subject to him and brought tribute. He went north to Syria to fight Hadadezer, king of Zobah, and captured 1,000 of his chariots, 7,000 charioteers, and 20,000 foot soldiers. When the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadadezer, David struck down 22,000 of their men. He put garrisons in the kingdom of Damascus, and the Syrians became subject to him and brought tribute. David took the gold shields carried by the officers of Hadadezer and a great quantity of bronze and brought them to Jerusalem. The king of Hamath was at war with Hadadezer. When he heard that his enemy had been defeated, he sent his son to greet David and to give him all kinds of articles of gold, silver, and bronze. David dedicated to the Lord all the silver and gold he took from the nations he conquered. When David's armies marched against Edom to the southeast of the Dead Sea, one of his commanders, Abishai, the brother of Joab, struck down 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. David put garrisons in the land, and the Edomites became subject to him. God gave him success wherever he went. He became famous, and his kingdom grew strong. When his rule was well established, David remembered the covenant of mutual aid and friendship he had made with Jonathan, Saul's son, and felt it was time to honor his commitment. "Is there anyone still left of the house of Saul?" he asked. Now there was a servant of Saul's household named Ziba. They brought him to David, and the king said to him, "Is there anyone still alive of Saul's family to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" The servant replied, "There is one of Jonathan's sons, Mephibosheth, but he is lame in both feet." Mephibosheth had been crippled at the age of 5. His nurse had let him fall as she was hurrying to leave when the news about the death of Saul and Jonathan came from Jezreel. David called Mephibosheth and said, "I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table." Mephibosheth bowed down and said, "What is your servant that you should notice him?" David gave him Ziba and his sons to manage the property, farm the land, and bring in the crops for their master. And so David honored the promise he had made to Jonathan, his friend. Then another war broke out, this time against the Ammonites. The king of Ammon, Nahash, died, and his son Hanan succeeded him. Nahash was the king who had besieged the town of Jabesh-Gilead in the days of Saul, saying he would put out the right eye of all its inhabitants. The Ammonites had been defeated, but the king continued to reign. Later, after David's accession to the throne, Nahash had shown him kindness. So when Hanan became king, David sent a delegation to express sympathy concerning his father. The Ammonite nobles said to the young king, "Do you think David really wants to honor your father? Rather, he means to spy out the city and overthrow it." So Hanan seized David's men, shaved off half of each man's beard, cut off their garments at the buttocks, and sent them away. David was informed that his envoys had been insulted and greatly humiliated, so he sent them word to stay at Jericho until their beards had grown again. Then he sent Joab with the entire Israelite army against the Ammonites, but he himself remained in Jerusalem. Hearing that the Israelites were going to attack, Hanan sought the help of the Syrians. The Ammonites drew up in battle formation in front of their capital city, Rabbah, while the Syrian troops took up their positions behind the Israelites out in the open country. Joab saw that he would have to fight on two fronts, so he selected some of the best troops in Israel and deployed them under his command against the Syrians. The rest of the army he put under the command of Abishai, his brother, and sent them to fight the Ammonites. "If the Syrians are too strong for me," he said to Abishai, "you are to come to my rescue. But if the Ammonites are too strong for you, I'll come and help. Let us be courageous and fight bravely for the people of our God." Joab and his troops advanced to fight the Syrians, and they fled before him. When the Ammonites saw that the Syrians were on the run, they turned and went inside the city, and Joab went back to Jerusalem. The Syrians regrouped and brought in fresh troops from beyond the Euphrates. David crossed the Jordan with his army and defeated them. Then the kings of all the Syrian states made peace with the Israelites and were subject to them. Next episode, David and Bathsheba.